Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. As we prepare to turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds this morning, those of you that have Bibles handy, you can start to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Now, as you're turning there, let me thank you for joining us this morning, and we pray that you've had a great couple weeks here in the year 2015. It amazes me to sit back and think of how fast time has flown. And I just have to sit here and shake my head as I think about the fact that we're already a couple weeks into the year 2015. But, of course, before too much of that time slips away from us, let's go ahead and turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds this morning.
2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse 4 states, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." This morning, think about this, that Satan blinds men. Satan blinds unbelievers. Satan does not blind believers. It is a horrible thing to know that unbelievers are headed toward eternal destruction and don't even know where they are going. A person could be very good at business. A person could be very good at sports or entertainment or whatever, and yet have absolutely no knowledge of spiritual things whatsoever. Matthew 11:25, the Bible states that God often does not reveal spiritual truths to the wise and prudent, but instead reveals them unto babes. Poor, ignorant people often find the door to eternal life and true happiness, while the wise and prudent are looking for the doorknob. It is possible to understand complex doctrines without a spiritual application or appreciation of that doctrine. You see, a person can be very orthodox without understanding spiritual implications of what he's saying. It is like Christ speaking to the Pharisees in Matthew 13 when he declares, "By hearing ye shall hear, and not understand. And seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive." These Pharisees heard without spiritual hearing, and they also saw without any spiritual perception. Many people are like this today. Think of this, that spiritual blindness is very common. You see, today there's an occupation with this present world. There is a thinking about, what shall I hear? What shall I put on? Or what are people thinking about me? There is little or no thought about eternal things. You see, sometimes we perceive that the body is more important than the clothes we wear. So eternal things are much more important than temporary things. Occupation with this present world is the same thing that dumb animals do. Think of that. There is an extreme easiness of conscience. A person must be blind when they can sin grievous sins yet feel no remorse or guilt about it. A person must be blind when they are more concerned with getting caught in a sin than they are in sinning. You see, today it is a sin to some people to mention that they even commit a sin. Think of that. A person must be blind to think they can continue in sin and reap no consequences of that sin. There are presumptuous hopes for the future that people have. People are depending upon everything except Christ for their eternal salvation. Some people depend upon being baptized as a baby. Some people depend upon their being a member of a church. Some people depend upon them giving tithes and offerings. Some people depend upon their giving to charity. Some people depend upon what others think of them. But Jesus Christ said in John 14 in verse number 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Today, there is a readiness to sin. People are very willing to sin great sins for material gain. many people will forsake the house of God on Sunday so they can work and get time and a half, or double time. They are saying that the money is more important than their spiritual welfare and more important than their eternal souls. People are blind when they put aside all their energies for this temporary life and leave no energy to be used for things that will last for eternity. There's a trifling today with eternal things. People must be blind when they put off seeking and trusting Christ to another day, yet will not put off for one instant getting material possessions. There is the person who has known for many years that he is lost and needs to be saved, yet continually puts off this matter. This same person will not put off going to work, or seeking better employment, or seeking a better car, or seeking a better house, or maybe even seeking better television reception. But he will put off his eternal soul. There's a deadness there. But listen, blindness is revealed differently in different people. Sometimes there is utter worldlessness. Some people reveal their blindness when they declare they cannot come to church services because they have other material things to do. They're openly declaring that the material things are more important than their spiritual welfare. There are some who believe they are better off doing other things instead of sitting in the house of God because they would be thinking about those things if they did attend worship services. Sometimes there's even a love for a favorite sin. Some people reveal their blindness when they are offended at Bible truths that are against one of their favorite sins. Many people have gotten offended when the preacher preaches against smoking, or when he preaches against drinking or cursing, or wild parties, or adulteries, or fornications, or using drugs, or some other sin. They then declare they will not come back to worship services because the preacher is picking on them. Sometimes a person follows a group instead of discovering for themselves. You know, some people reveal their blindness by following others instead of seeking the truth for themselves. The truth is that every person will stand before God and give an account of themselves, not for anyone else. But there are some who bury themselves in the crowd and believe they are simply part of the crowd and are unaccountable for their individual actions. Sometimes, however, there is an objection to the truth. Some people reveal their blindness when they object to the plain truth of the Word of God. The truth is, everything can be objected to, even the truth. Men of corrupt minds find evil and error in everything. People who see the truth will not find error in truth. They will find error in themselves and will endeavor to correct that evil that they see in themselves. Sometimes people reveal their blindness when they declare that God is such a God of love that He will never judge anybody or cast anybody into an eternal fiery hell. The fact is, God is a great God of great love, but He is also a God of great wrath and fiery indignation. People reveal their blindness when they declare they believe in the Bible doctrine of election. Therefore, if they will be saved, they will be saved, and if they be lost, they'll be lost. These people conveniently forget that God said they are responsible to come to Christ, confess their sinfulness, and trust Christ as their own personal Savior. People reveal their blindness when they are unable to learn any spiritual truth. Some people believe that truth must go through them. That is, if it is truth, it must originate with them. These blind people are those that are very ready to enter into any spiritual discussion, yet never read their Bibles to even gain spiritual knowledge. They believe they already have enough spiritual knowledge without reading the Bible. Isn't that something? Sometimes there is a special conceit of false grace. People reveal their blindness by always doing something they believe is good, but is not commanded in the Bible. The whole duty of man is to worship God in spirit and in truth. These people will substitute real spiritual worship with works. They will do all sorts of things that resemble worship, but they will never get down to real spiritual worship and adoration of God and Jesus Christ. They will sometimes even attend worship services to be seen of men, not to see God. Notice that. Sometimes people will go to worship services to be seen of men, not to see God. They will give their offerings to be seen of men, not to give to God out of a pure heart. They will find fault in others, but never repent of their own sins. Beware that blindness be sent as a punishment. Blindness can be sent from God because the person has willfully resisted the Holy Spirit or has trifled with spiritual things or continues in sin. If you are aware that God is speaking to you concerning your eternal soul, hasten to obey His gentle pleadings, because tomorrow you may be blinded and hardened to your condition. Beware that blindness becomes the herald of your doom. Blindness means that the person is completely unaware of his final doom, just as a person is blindfolded before a public execution, so he cannot see what is coming. A person that is spiritually blind cannot see his doom, and it is surely coming. If you are aware that God is dealing with you, listen attentively and heed His earnest warnings, because life will soon end and eternity will begin. Listen, if you have a little light, value it greatly. If I was losing my health, I would do all in the world that I could to retain as much health as I could. I would go to the best doctors. I would do all that I could. You see, if I have a little light about spiritual matters, should I not do all that I possibly can do to retain that light? Today, confess your blindness before Almighty God. Do not hide your blindness before Him, because He already knows about it already. In the book of Proverbs 28, in verse number 13, the Bible declares, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Listen, today, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to open your blind eyes. Do not trust yourself to open your own blind eyes. Only Jesus can give divine light and grant forgiveness of sin.
You know, I mentioned at the beginning of the service that time has flown by, and now we find ourselves in the year 2015. The entire year is so busy, but none of it is as busy as the time that we just came through. Those weeks leading up to Christmas and New Year's, and then those first few weeks of January as you're trying to get over the holidays and get back into the normal routine, don't let the busyness of this world blind you to your need of a Savior. And if you're already saved, then don't let it blind you to the work that you need to be doing for the Lord. And I would encourage you to log into our church's website at independencebaptist.org and check out the audio section. Once you're there, click on the radio broadcast link and scroll down to the broadcasts from January of 2008, and you'll see a series called Do You Have Another Year? And if you're one that struggles with letting go of all of the busyness around you and how busy life gets, you really, really need to take the time to log into that website and listen to that series of messages. I think it will be a great help to you. But before our time is completely gone this morning, we would like to once again welcome you to come and join us for services. We'll be meeting this morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. for worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and then 4:30 worship services this afternoon. We'll also be holding our weekly Bible study on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And now if you've never been to our church before, we are located in Forestell, Missouri, just right across the railroad tracks there in Forestell, and the address is 124 South Main Street. Well, we do want to thank you again for listening this morning, and we pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.